Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Kim Baker, author of Healing Elvis. Kim is an animal communicator and healer and has lots of great information to share on the roles animals play in healing our planet. But first, I want to start with our weekly healing meditation. And given that my guest today is an animal communicator, our healing meditation today is going to be for all animals on the planet. We'll be sending love and healing energy to all animals. So let's go ahead and begin. And just take a deep breath in. One more deep breath just to close that out. And thank you for participating in that. Well, as you know, the last couple of months have been kind of an upheaval for me with getting ready to sell my house and putting it on the market and blah, blah, all that stuff. The house is sold. I think I mentioned that last week that the closing was last Wednesday. So I'll be moving next week to my new home, which is in a high rise in downtown Seattle. So it's going to be a bit of a change for me. And I'm really excited for it. It's an energy shift in a lot of ways. And the other thing that I'm doing related to that is I'm going to be selling my car, because part of my purpose for being in the downtown area is so that I don't need a car. I can walk, ride the bus, use a zip car. You know, there's lots of different alternatives so that I don't need to have a car. So if you know anybody in the Seattle area that's looking for a convertible for this beautiful summer weather, give me a call. My car is going to be up for sale. More exciting news, I mentioned last week as well, but in case you missed it, starting in August, my Monday show is going to be expanding to be every Monday except the second Monday of the month. And so I'm really excited about that, that I'll be on KKNW more frequently than I have been. And those of you on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ, you'll hear more of me. So I'm very excited about that as well. So keep tuned for what's coming up on those Monday shows, because they'll have a slightly different format than these Tuesday shows. Similar, but slightly different. So As you know, I like to share lessons that I'm learning as I go along and turn them into light bulb moments for you to hopefully learn something too, so that you don't have to always suffer the same pain and struggle that I do, that maybe you can learn a little bit from what I've learned. And this week, what I want to share with you are some lessons around self-blame and the belief I always do my best and my best is good enough. And this came up for me last week when I was having a session with my body talk practitioner, who you've heard me talk a lot about over the last couple months. And I was realizing how much I blame other people for things, and that really translates to self-blame. And so we worked on this belief, I always do my best and my best is good enough. And I had a lot of struggle with it, a lot of resistance to it. But in the end, I realize how true it is. And then the question becomes, what if I am doing my best and I'm still not getting the result that I want? And we're going to talk about that in the light bulb moment, the belief that we do always do our best because we do the best we can with what we have in the moment and what we know in the moment. So how do we shift it if we're still not getting the result we want? And so that'll be during this week's light bulb moment towards the end of the show. So be sure and stay tuned for that. All right. Well, today's guest, Kim Baker, has been waiting as I go through these announcements. So let me introduce her to you. Kim Baker is an animal communicator, author of 4 books. She stars in an educational DVD, and she's a radio host. And I want her to share more about her radio show, Holistic Healer, Horseback Riding Instructor, and Natural Horse Trainer. Kim's passion is everything and anything animals and has been for the past 35 years. She loves to help people and animals improve their relationship. Kim works with the whole animal, mind, I was trying to combine all the pieces into one word, mind, body, and spirit, and stands out in her field because of her unique blend of talents and gifts. Let's welcome Kim Baker to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to have you here. As you and I talked last week, I just feel such a connection to animals, and I love having you on the show to talk about animals. And I know you just finished up your show right before you came on here, so this has been a little bit of a whirlwind for you.
It's been one of those days. You know, one of my barn cats, this morning when I went out to, you know, feed them, he always comes out to greet me, and he was laying in his at the top of his kitty condo, and when he looked at me, I just knew something was completely wrong.
Aww.
And I thought, oh no, what, you know, what happened? And I'm not quite sure exactly what happened. My instinct is telling me that either a coyote or possibly an owl got a hold of him last night, and I can't find any actual puncture wounds. When I pick him up, he's not crying out in pain or anything like that, but it's obvious that he's, you know, not okay. He's definitely coming down from the adrenaline rush and things. So I've been, you know, keeping an eye on him. And then I left my phone at home as I was coming to the station. And so,
yeah. One of those days, yeah.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours. And when it just, you know, it's okay. Everything will be okay. But, you know, it's just like, you know, you forget your keys here, and you forget this, and
right.
You forget that.
It seems like those things do come in bunches, don't they?
They do.
So this is a great jumping off point, actually. So with your cat that is ill today, tell me a little bit and share with listeners what it is that you do to kind of check in with him and know what he needs.
Absolutely. So with the animal communication, everyone has the ability to do it, especially as children. It's natural. We haven't suppressed it. We don't turn it off. Our society it takes it out of us. So as adults, we have learned, to suppress it. It's not readily accepted, to trust our instincts. And it is more of the feminine side. And, our culture definitely promotes more, the masculine side, that logical, that analytical, and animal communication, intuition. All that is definitely, not logical or analytical.
Right.
It's very touchy-feely. And so for me, as a young child, I did it and readily, easily, and, would share with everybody. And then my family's like, I don't think it's okay that you're running around saying that you can talk to animals and heal animals, because it's just not readily accepted. And so I did turn it off. Information would still come in, but I learned how to put up blocks. And then in 2007, I started meeting people that were saying, oh, no, this is definitely possible. And so I started taking classes and getting books and studying. And it's a muscle. So the more you use it, the better you become. And it's easier in the beginning to work with animals that you don't know, because you know your own animals very, very well. And one of the issues with animal communication is the doubt. And so with your own animal, you're going to be like, well, I'm telling myself what I want to hear, or I'm just making it up and things. So with an animal that you don't know, you get information that it's like, how else would you know it unless the animal told you, right? Because they're telling you.
And, Kim, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to take a quick break. And I want to talk more about how we can do it when we come back. So I want to make sure we allow enough time for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Kim's going to share more with us about how we can communicate with our own animals. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kim Baker, talking about animal communication. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Kim. So, Kim, can you give your contact info for the listeners?
Absolutely. My website is KB, as in Kim Baker, naturalhorsemanship.com. So all one word, KB, naturalhorsemanship.com, and that's M-A-N-ship. And my phone number is 303-981-2127. That phone number again is 303-981-2127. And you can also email me at Kim, K-I-M, at KBNaturalHorsemanship.com.
And so the services that you provide, you work with not just horses, correct?
That's correct. I work with all animals.
Okay. And so, and you do it remotely. You can do it remotely.
I can do it remotely. And if you're, you know, in the Denver, Colorado area, I'm happy to come, you know, to your location to meet your animal. And I do travel. In fact, I will be in Austin, Texas next weekend for the amazing Pet Expo down there, which is on Saturday, and it's free. You can bring your pet to the expo. And I know that they... Did they just have one in Seattle? They're going to have one in Seattle.
Oh.
And they have them all over the country. And so I happen to be going to the Austin one, the New Orleans one at the end of September, and then the Atlanta one in October. So if any of your listeners happen to be from those areas, I will be there, and I can do animal readings at the booth that I have.
So oh, great.
You can bring your animal in, or if you have a photo or a picture on your phone, I can do the reading that way as well, and I just charge $1 a minute.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's very similar. I did the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland, Oregon in April, and I was doing tarot readings. I shared a booth with a friend of mine who's a numerologist, and that's kind of what we did, was 10 minutes for $10, so $1 a minute. So that's a great deal to do it.
Yeah.
That price. And I have personal experience with you doing reading just using a photo, because I had you do a reading with my cat Jinx last week, and that was really interesting. He doesn't have anything wrong with him, but you know, just so listeners know what we were talking about, part of what we were talking about was that I am moving, and I have two cats, and how to, you know, what it was that would be helpful for him in the move. And so you were great in that, you know, really what you got from him was that, yeah, he's pretty good. He's okay. It's my other one. That's the nervous one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you gave me some great advice about how to deal with it, too. So that was very helpful. So let's come back a minute to how we can connect with our own animals. So you were saying before the break that when you were doing training, is that the right word, training, that you would practice with animals that were not your own?
Yes. You know, going to workshops, going to somebody that, and there's animal communicators all over, and, you know, going to a workshop where that's what you do in the workshop is you get a partner and you trade animals and you talk to your partner's animal. And then, you know, if you've got friends or family and maybe they get a new, you know, dog or one that you haven't met before, you just don't know much about, you know, you can do that as well. It's easier so that you get the validation, you build your confidence. And it's very much like, you know, singing. And that everyone has the ability to sing. We know that some, you know, are more gifted out of the
yes.
box, so to speak, than others. But you know, in talking and learning the history and the personal background of some of the, you know, great singers that we know, they take lessons, and they learn, you know, how to control their voice and how to breathe correctly, and the more the details and the nuances of it, so that they can become better. And so animal communication is the same.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me. Like I said at the top of the show, I just feel so connected to animals. And so in the past year, for me, I've been really interested in the communication piece of it. And I read Martha Beck's book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. She was a guest on my show a few months ago. And that's one of the things she talks about in her book, too, is, you know, animal communication. And so I've been, you know, I don't want to say literally practicing, but it's like there will be times where I will, you know, like look at my cat and, okay, because part of it is like sending pictures, right? Because they don't understand words.
Right. So there's five, and I say sometimes six, different ways to receive the information. And basically, they're your senses. So you can see images in your mind's eye. This is sending and receiving. They're the same. You can hear a voice in your mind's ear. And for me, it's my own voice. But through the practice, you know, I know it's the animal that's speaking with validation. You can feel sensations in your body. You can get a sense of smell and taste. And then the sixth one that I like to call is you just know what you know. It's almost like a download. It's like the information just drops out of the sky and you just know it to be true.
I really relate to that one just with my intuition with people. It's like, yeah, somehow it's just a knowingness, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
You know what you know what you know.
Exactly. Now I'm going to shift things just slightly because I do want to make sure that we talk about your book, Healing Elvis. And just so people know, it isn't Elvis Presley. It's Elvis is a cat. And, you know, it's an ebook that Kim has put together about her experience with doing a healing with Elvis the cat. And he's a lovely black and white tuxedo cat, one of my favorite kinds. And so can you just tell the story of, you know, synopsis of kind of what happened?
Absolutely. So I got these three barn cats. They are like seventh generation barn cats. And so their job, you know, is to do rodent control. And they're very, very good at their job. And they came from the same litter. And Elvis was one of them. And he had another brother and another sister. And I still have his brother and sister. And Elvis is still alive, just to clarify that. But he is no longer a barn cat. After his experiences, we felt that he would be safer in a home. And my mom's best friend, she adopted him, and he is king of their home and is living a very wonderful, spoiled life. It's great. So he was the interesting one, and he totally lives up to his name because he loves to entertain. He loves to perform. He does crazy, like he would run across the paddock and like climb up halfway up, you know, the posts from the overhang of the barn. And he does these daredevil acts, you know, in his new home on the railing and all these.
Yeah.
He's very entertaining. And he loves the attention. And he had been wandering off, and he wandered over to my neighbor's, and he got hurt. And she called me, and she said, you know, I'm sorry to call you and tell you this, but I have your cat, and he has a very badly broken leg. And I thought, oh, no. So I said, well, bring him home to me, and I'll deal with it. So she brings him over. She has him in the back of her SUV in this box, and he's crying and crying and crying. And then the minute he gets in my arms and realizes where he's at, he stops crying. And I thank her, and she leaves, and I take him into the barn, and I'm looking at him, and he had broken his right hind. He'd broke the tibia and fibula all the way through. So very, very bad fracture. And I didn't know what to do for him. And so I went through the process, and you know, they recommended amputation or surgery, and, you know, this is going to be $2,500. And it's like, oh, you know, I love him dearly, but I just didn't, that wasn't in my budget. So I contacted some of my mentors, my cranial sacral mentor, and I said, is there anything that we can do to heal bones? And she said, you know, contact this herbalist, because she has an herb that knits bones in 6 weeks, and it's a Native American herb. So I contacted her. She's an intuitive also. She happened to be a small animal vet tech before she started her herb business, and we felt that that was the right answer instead of doing the surgery. And so we went through this whole process, and it took 8 weeks. With, you know, confinement and then gradual mobility, doing the herbs, doing Reiki, which is a form of energy healing, cranial sacral therapy, which is a form of energy healing, just visualizing, you know, the bones knitting together, right, everything coming back, and, you know, lots of love, support with some pain meds from the vet initially, and then more just, you know, homeopathics and the herbs. And I have before and after x-rays, which are in the book, which you will see, and, you know, the bones knit back together. And the vets were, like, completely amazed. And looking at him, you would never know that he ever broke his leg. He can run, he can jump, he can do everything that a normal cat can do. The only difference about him now is he did have some nerve damage at the dock of his tail, and he did lose the tip of his tail. So he can't hold his tail upright. It just kind of hangs limp and swings back and forth. And that's the only thing that you know that anything ever happened to him.
And we have to stop and take another break. But when we come back, I want to wrap up a little bit about how and why you think that this worked so well for him.
Okay.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up Elvis's story. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kim Baker, animal communicator and healer. And so let's wrap up the little story about Elvis. And one of the things that I know from reading the book was that part of the reason that you chose not to do the amputation on his leg is because you talked to him and he did not want that.
That's right, yeah. So the story is really about, you know, him as well as me and trusting, you know, the gift of and the ability to communicate with him and asking him what he wanted, what were his choices. And amputation was, in fact, he told me he'd rather die than have his leg amputated. And so I'm like, whoa, that was pretty, you know, I certainly didn't make that up. That had to come from him because I didn't want him to die. And so it's really, and that's why the subtitle is A Story of Love and Survival, because it was for both of us, the love back and forth of, you know, he was a wonderful, for a cat, he was a wonderful patient. I mean, I could throw pills down his throat, I could put syringes in his cheek, and he was the best patient ever. And so it's such a beautiful story on so many fronts of really the two of us helping each other, encouraging each other. You know, he had such a fiery spirit, and he still does. And you know, and keeping that here on this planet is what was important. And so the messages that we had for each other and trusting and just doing it and stop doubting and just saying, we're going to move forward. And this is what he says. This is how he wants it, and honoring his voice.
Right. Right. So then what about your cat that's ill today?
So, yeah, we had started that, and I got sidetracked about the whole thing and how it works. So I wanted to come back to that. Thank you for reminding me. And so now I'm in the same situation. It's asking him, you know, what is it that you need? And right now he doesn't want any pain medication, and I've just been doing some T-Touch on him, which is Trust Touch. It was formed by Linda Tellington Jones. She's a well-known animal healer expert, and, you know, just again giving him the choices. You know, what is it that you need from me? How can I help you to be more comfortable? And I have to do some more investigating, you know, when I get home, because my one concern is that he has some internal damage.
Right.
Just because I can't see anything on the outside doesn't mean that there isn't something going on, you know, in the inside. And watching him, and if things don't change, you know, then taking him to the vet, getting some X-rays done, and then, you know, getting more answers. So with the animals, you're always playing detective and finding out, you know, okay, so are they in pain? Yes. Where are they in pain? Why are they in pain? What do they think? And just digging deeper and deeper until, you know, you find the right answers so that you know how to help them and what is it that they want. And we're so blessed with having so many different modalities that they can choose from. You know, do they want acupuncture? Do they want chiropractic? Do they want, you know, herbs? Would they rather have homeopathics? Would they rather have oils?
Right.
You know, there's so many different options out there. And I'm of the mind of, you know, a good blend, a good balance between traditional and, you know, holistic. Because sometimes holistic isn't enough. And, you know, sometimes traditional is too much. And so just a good blend and really letting the animals, you know, have a voice into what it is that they want, what's going to work for their body. Because, you know, you and I, we might have we both might have cancer, let's say, and what works for your body may not necessarily work for mine and vice versa.
Right, exactly. Well, I want to move this into the bigger picture of animals and our planet, because I know that you have a belief about animals and their role in healing our planet and all the damage that we as humans have been doing.
Yes, I think that, you know, the animals, and horses specifically, horses have helped us fight wars. They have helped us move west and explore new countries, new continents, you know, created new civilization. They have helped us, you know, farm the land and feed ourselves. They have done so much, and I think the age is shifting now in that they're not necessarily a tool anymore. People are starting to understand the healing properties that animals have, and the equine facilitated world is exploding right now for psychotherapy, for physical, you know, therapy, PTSD therapy, all sorts of things. And I think the reason why the horses specifically are coming up is because, number one, they're a prey animal. So the relationship between humans, which are predators, and prey is a very dynamic one at that, versus, you know, our cats and our dogs, they're predators as well.
Right.
And so it's the horse, the prey-predator relationship is different, and I think that it amplifies things. And what I have come to find is horsemanship in general is a metaphor for life. So even if you don't have a horse or anything like that, how a horse makes you feel, whatever emotions and feelings that a horse brings up, whether you see it in a picture or more specifically in person, when you just happen to be in front of a horse or see a horse across a field, you'll find that those same emotions will occur in other relationships throughout your life. So your partner, your coworker, your boss, and the interaction that you have with the horse. And so we're finding now, too, that there's all kinds of corporate team building exercises, and because it's all about the relationship. And the horses just bring it to the surface, like, instantly. They are a mirror. All of our animals are a mirror. And some of our cats and dogs choose to assist us by taking on our stress, taking on our illnesses. I have known several dogs that have cancer, and they actually took their human's cancer for them, and that was a choice
Wow.
that they made to help their humans. And I believe that if we can, you know, look at the animals and, you know, come to understand them and have empathy and compassion and put that back into our human relationships, it will change our world. We are so, technology is wonderful. You know, what wouldn't we do about, you know, the internet or our smartphones and things like that? In some ways we are more connected, but in other ways we're so much more disconnected
right.
from each other.
Right.
And so and we've lost compassion for our fellow humans. And I believe that the animals are here to help us regain that compassion so that we don't fall apart and just destroy ourselves and everything else on the planet.
Well, right, because without that compassion, that's exactly what will happen. Because, yeah, the compassion for others, and not just human others, but for animals, environment, the rest of it, you know, the recognition that we're all connected is what keeps us from being so self-centered that we do just destroy everything.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being my guest today. As I said a number of times during the show, I love talking about animals, and I just love being connected with animals, and I'm so envious of you that that's what you get to do all the time.
Well, thank you, Laura, so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it, and like you, I love talking about animals, all animals, all the time. So it's wonderful. I feel very blessed to be doing this.
So before we say goodbye, can you just give your contact information once again for listeners?
Absolutely, absolutely. My website is kbnaturalhorsemanship.com. My phone number is 303-981-2127. And my email address is kim@kbnaturalhorsemanship.com.
And if people want to listen to your show, how do they do that?
Oh, that's right. Yes. So my show airs on castlerockradio.com every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 o'clock Pacific. And it started off with just horses, but again, I've expanded to all animals. In fact, today we talked about snake bites. And what to do, how, basically, you get to the hospital for your animal or yourself as quickly as possible. But you can listen to, we do archive the shows. So if you miss one, you can tune in anytime. You just go to castlerockradio.com and click on the archives. And I also do best of clips, and I have that on my website. And I also have a YouTube channel, which has the best of clips. So if you only have 10 or 15 minutes, that's what the best of clips are for.
Great. Well, thank you once again. I really have loved having our conversation today.
Well, thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment around self-blame and what, and I, gosh, how does the sentence go now? I forgot it. I always do my best, and my best is good enough. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Kim Baker about animal communication, and you can find Kim at kbnaturalhorsemanship.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, on Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and always thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great and diverse guests on our show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and that gives you access to written transcripts of all the shows. And you can find the sign up for the newsletter in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking about self-blame and I do my best and my best is good enough. And how that got triggered for me was when I was seeing my body talk practitioner last week. You're hearing lots and lots about her because there's lots of growth for me going on when I see her. And I was telling her that I had realized about this blaming problem that I had. And the more that we talked about it, it became apparent that it stems from self-blame, that it's like self-love, right? We can't love others until we love ourselves. Well, as we're judging others, it's because we're judging ourselves. And so her job, Pavitra's job, is to work on subconscious beliefs. And so she wanted to put a belief that was, I always do my best and my best is good enough. And I have to tell you, I had such huge resistance to that. This is what I said last week. Now I'm different. I do not always do my best. There's plenty of times where I could do better than I do and I'm lazy or I'm this or I procrastinate or I'm that. And she said, yes, but we always do our best with whatever programming we have received in our life. And this comes back to our subconscious beliefs about ourselves, about others, about the world, that those can prevent us from really acting in the way that we want to. And a good example for me, because part of what she and I had been talking about was especially how during this moving process, this house selling process, my eating has not been what I would like it to be. I've been eating a bunch of junk and things I haven't eaten in years and eating too much. And I've probably gained 10 pounds in 6 weeks because of that eating. And she said, so are you going to tell me that you can look at eating this junk that you know isn't good for you and you still do it anyway, and that was a choice to do it anyway? Because anybody in their right mind would not choose that if they had a choice. And that really struck home for me because, yes, we all do things that we know are not good for us or are not in our best interest, knowing it consciously, and yet we seem to be unable to do it differently, and that is because of our subconscious programming. Well, this got really anchored in for me a day later when one of my really close friends called me, and she was upset about something. She and her husband have been going through a lot of stuff in their relationship, and they've been going to counseling for a while, and they'd had a session the night before, and she felt really bad. And as she's telling me the story, I could see immediately it was because she was blaming herself for everything. That when she didn't act in a way that he would like her to act, she was the bad person. That was what she believed about herself. And so it really shone the spotlight on when I do that myself. And so I could really see it in her. Sometimes it's a lot easier for us to see this in someone else. And then we can turn it around and go, oh yeah, that's my thing too. And so having that experience the very next day really helped me anchor in that I do believe that I always do my best. I do the best I can given how I've been programmed in life. And that doesn't mean that I can't do anything about it. It doesn't mean that that's good the way it's going to be for the rest of my life, because that's the next piece I want to talk about is, okay, I'm doing my best, but I'm not getting the result I want. In my case, I'm doing my best, but I'm still eating a bunch of junk and eating too much food. What do I do about that? So that's about remembering that, just understanding why we're acting the way we are or accepting how we're acting does not change anything. It just gives us understanding. It doesn't change the behavior. So when what's going on is related to a subconscious belief or this, what Pavitra calls programming. And just really briefly here, from birth until about 6 years old, our brains are in a certain brain wave that is equivalent to a hypnotic state. And that is when all of these beliefs get set for us. And so they become subconscious. They are not conscious beliefs. We cannot change them by doing conscious work. They have to be changed at that subconscious level. So that's when you go to a hypnotherapist, or you go to someone who does psychic K, or you go to somebody who does body talk to help you change those things. So for a light bulb moment, for yourself, do you believe that you always do your best? And if you don't, you need to work on that belief. If you do believe that you always do your best, but you're struggling due to old programming, you're not getting the result you want, then that's when you need to work on changing the subconscious beliefs that are keeping you stuck in that place that isn't getting you where you want to be. A couple of announcements before we end. Weekly newsletter. You can see who's coming up. You can get access to audio archives. You can get access to written transcripts. You can get access to the light bulb moment. Plus, I always have announcements each week of things that are going on. So sign up for that on the lauralonglishow.com. And I just want to remind you that I also have been loading previous episodes to Blog Talk Radio, and my channel there is called The Laura Longley Show. So you can also come and find me on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank my guest today, Kim Baker, for sharing all her wonderful information about how you can get in touch with your animals and also how animals can help us heal the world. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Dr. Candace Pert, author of Molecules of Emotion, and on Tuesday, Alan Klein will join me to talk about using humor to heal physically and emotionally. I hope that you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW. The first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about transformationtalkradio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.